This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and got a lot of questions to answer as we get a little ray of sunshine, a possibility that things could be opening up somewhat on Friday. Who knows? We'll find out, I guess, on Friday. But I'm asking, when things open up, will you travel? Or I assume that because you're complaining that you're stuck in your house, you're cooped up, you're jailed, even though you have a nice house, you want to be able to get outside and go somewhere and do something. Travel could be part of that. So I'm asking, will you travel when it opens up, or are you going to wait? You're going to wait. I think a lot of people will wait and see how it goes before they dip their toe in the water. Carnival Cruise says that they're up 200% over last year for some cruises that they have starting in mid-August. Up 200% from a year ago, so that's pretty good. With airplanes, you got to think about seating. I think seating and closed environment, recirculation of air. There's a lot of reasons I think people might kind of dread flying even more than cruising, and so we'll see how that goes. What do you think about that seat in the center? Frontier tried to charge the people who were sitting on each side of that seat, even if that seat was empty, well, especially if it was empty. And passengers did not like that idea, so they've taken it back. They're not going to do that, which is good. I want you to rate the presidential press conferences, too. I would say the presidents are the best, not from the correspondents, just simply because Trump is fun to watch, even if you don't like him. President, I would rate 1. The governor, I would rate 2, although there's a lot of repetition with the governor, a lot of it. And the county executive, 3, although I don't hear a lot of that because it's in the middle of General Hospital. No, because it's not when I would have the radio on, so I don't hear much of it. I think the president has the most hostile press by far. It's not even close. Andrew Cuomo's press conference is like a love fest compared to the president's. He doesn't get the tough questions the president does. He doesn't get the gotcha questions the president does. And I think there's so much repetition that it's basically the same thing, except the numbers change. That's it. He'll go over it and open it up and do a few dissertations about family life in the Cuomo household, and that's about it. So I want you to rate them for me. Meanwhile, let's get some off the Facebook page. Mr. Joseph Beamer, I want to use the formality of calling you Joseph.
Oh.
Joseph, what do you have for us?
Well, you know, you're a Hall of Famer, Sandy. I'm going to take the nickname Buzzy all the way through my career with me. So.
Well, that's good because you personify a Buzzy. You're buzzing around like a bee watching Korean baseball.
Oh.
You are one of a kind, my man.
And let me tell you, what an ending. So in the ninth with two outs, they hit the game-tying two-shot home run, and then a walk-off in the 10th, first of the season in the KBO. No need to go anywhere. You can get all your KBO information right here on WBEN.
So you may have struck a chord, too, because I remember a couple of years ago, a comedian? It might have been Dennis Miller, maybe not. It might have been somebody else saying, let's face it, most of the time when you go to a team sport, you're rooting for the uniforms. Yeah, if you're a real fan, you know the names of the guys and where they went to college and all that. But just a casual fan, okay, today my team's in red. I'm going to root for red. Or blue. It's blue. Okay. Sometimes they mix you up, and they have half one color, half another color, and the other team has the same two colors. So that would drive me crazy if I were the announcer on that. We're rooting for uniforms. You don't know the difference between the New York Yankees lineup and what's the Korean baseball team's name?
Well, today it was the Dinos and the Lions.
Oh, the Dinos and the Lions. Oh, I don't know who I'd root for in that. So you don't know the difference between them and the Yankees. If the Dinos or the Lions wore the Yankees uniforms, you'd think you were watching a Yankee game.
Well, the casual fan, yeah.
Yeah, not you, certainly. You would say, that's not Kiyu Sakamoto there.
That's not CC Sabathia.
Okay, what do you got on Facebook?
All right, we have two that are very similar, so I'm going to read them both here. Dave says, so far we've canceled three trips, but I still look forward to going to Florida at some point this summer. Two comments down from that, Sean says, definitely traveling this year. I have two Florida trips coming up in the next couple of weeks. Can't wait.
Two Florida trips, and I don't know. They didn't say, but a lot of people that go to Florida drive. They don't take a plane. I doubt very much if they'd be on a cruise ship to Florida, but I mean, they could be, but basically they drive. To be honest with you, I love to go on a motor vacation.
Oh, yeah.
And I usually go right after Labor Day, because by Labor Day, the kids are all in school. I don't like to make reservations at the hotel unless I have to. I like to be able to drive where I want, when I want, and stop in at a hotel and have a reasonable chance that there's a room available. So that's nice. The restaurants are less crowded, and I love a motor vacation. And from here, from Buffalo, you go to the Adirondacks, just gorgeous. Then you go up into Massachusetts and Vermont and Maine, you know, all that lobster. I mean, there's a lot of things within a one-day drive easily right from here. So if you don't want to fly or you don't want to go on a cruise ship, but you still want to get away from the house, a motor vacation, I think, is the way to do it. Let's take a break on
News
Radio.
Sandy, before we go to the break, I do feel that it is my job to be a whistleblower, and I would like to alert the public that I am witnessing three broadcast Hall of Fame legends not wearing a mask, and I just want to, you know, get that out to the rest of the people out there.
Oh, I was wearing a mask, and I took it off once we started.
Yeah, I can see that. The three of you took your masks off. That's not good.
Yeah,
unacceptable.
We Zoomed. Joey Reynolds set this up with Dan Neveritz because it was his birthday and me. And the three of us Zoomed. And it's on YouTube if you want to check it out.
What are those purple things in front of Danny? Is it flowers or something?
He put flowers in there. I think he probably wanted to sell them to us or so, or make us think somebody sent him flowers on his birthday.
Ah.
I think he picked them out of the garden at the library in Orchard Park. He said he'd put them back after he's done with a Zoom cast. But you know what we talked about? We talked about the three of us buying a radio station and being on it.
That would be amazing.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it would.
lots and
get the
lots.
Dump button ready.
Yeah, exactly. We need a producer with a quick hand on the dump button, especially with Reynolds. You never know what Joy Reynolds is going to say. I can tell you that. All right, let's take a break, and we will return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach asking some questions. When it lets up, are you going to travel again? Will you travel? Are you going to wait a while? If you're taking a cruise, Carnival says that their reservations for cruises, compared to last year, starting in the middle of August, are up 200%. So that's pretty good for them, and maybe a good indication for the cruise industry. And airplanes, are you worried about taking an airplane with the seating and the air and all that sort of stuff? Will you rebook if you've been shut out of a trip you were planning? Are you going to rebook it for, say, next year? Also, rate the presidential press conferences. The president, the governor, the county executive. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Let's go to line one. And line one would be Bill in Eden. You're on WBEN.
And it's always a privilege to speak with the Medal of Verre. A Hall of Famer, Sandy. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. What's on your mind, Bill? Are you ready to travel when you can? Or?
Well, I'll give it a little bit of time. I think locally in the open air would probably be the easiest thing. I mean, I've never been to Pendleton, so if you ever have anything up there out, you know, under a table with a nice little umbrella on the top of it and at a restaurant that you guys like or you invite.
Well, with Pendleton, this is the heart of tourism for Niagara County. they have bus tours that go by and say, this is the palatial home of one Sandy Beach, soon to be enthralled. He is already enthralled. He's getting married soon, is what I was trying to say.
Oh, and congratulations again on that.
Okay, thank you.
I always like the some of the wineries down here in Chautauqua and Cattaraugus County were nice places. One had like a strawberry festival, so I'm kind of missing that, but maybe they'll still do something outside, which would be nice.
Yeah, so many things have been canceled. It's just sad. It is sad. Of course, the sadder, you know, the fatality rate here. But I'm saying that almost all the things that we would look forward to in a summer setting are falling one at a time at a time. Let's hope that that can be reversed soon.
I saw with cruises, Sandy, like some of the cruise lines had been initially considering some kind of health certificate for travelers who were, say, like 70 years of age or older, that their doctor would provide something saying that they're okay to travel. And then some of them walked that back, but they still had it kind of ambiguous, like our policies may or may not change in the future.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, what would keep you off of a cruise ship? Even if you had a heart problem, I don't see anything that would tax your heart. If you were being treated for cancer, that would have nothing to do with the cruise ship. But I can understand if they say that this person is particularly fragile, and they set an age. I can understand that.
And remember, on airplanes and jets, they have filtered and recirculated air. But I mean, it is well filtered, and you're probably safer with that little air vent blowing air and keeping the air moving in front of you than if you didn't have it on.
Well, that's true. One thing I did like about cruising, I liked a lot of things about it, but I did like the ocean air.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice, especially if it's a warm day as you get to sunset. The air feels good no matter where you are. If you're out on an open deck, if you're on a balcony of your room, it's very intoxicating to be out there with that ocean breeze.
It probably makes it easy to sleep afterwards, too.
It does. It's a lot easier. What about the press conferences? You want to rate them 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, I was going to say that some of the press conferences might make you want to sleep sometimes, but I like
most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I like President Trump's press conferences. I would rate them first because, like Joe was saying, he has other experts that come on and give different information. But I don't like the way that the media seems to be the attack media, and they try to get him with those gotcha questions.
Yep.
He seems to answer anything and for as long as they want, but when they start going after him, it might get under his skin some of the time.
Oh, I think it does. I did not see yesterday, but I heard a reference that yesterday may have been one of those press conferences that you just referred to where he had had enough of those kind of questions.
I did see that. An Asian-American reporter was asking him a question about the handling of the virus And he said, you know, you should probably ask China about that. And then she took her mask off. It was funny because they were all outdoors in the Rose Garden, separated by rope and everything. And they were all wearing their masks, and they had microphones. They almost had to, like, bow to speak with him. They didn't really have to because the microphone had enough gain and everything. But so she took her mask off and said, why are you asking that question to me? And then behind her was that other reporter that had chided the president in an earlier press conference. Like, why are you calling it the China virus?
Oh, gee.
So he just said, I just said it for any reporter. And he went to pick on someone else. And then that other reporter, the lady that had, you know, chided in before, said, well, I have a question. You called on me. And he said, well, no, I called on this other person. You missed your chance. And she kept going on it, so he just ended it right there. But I don't like that attack media.
And that's what they do. And sometimes they tag team.
Yeah.
You start with one, and then somebody will stand up and try and chime in to defend the one that was just on that offended the president. Yeah.
And the other two, I would rate Mark Poloncarz, I think. He gives a lot of factual information, so he seems to do pretty well. I would rate him second. And then third would be Governor Cuomo. I know he's very good with the PowerPoint and such, but I noticed yesterday Dave McKinley from Channel 2 asked a question, and he started out with, is it okay if I keep my mask on? And the governor seemed to kind of almost disparage him a little bit and say, like, yeah, please keep it on for a multitude of reasons, and if you were the boyfriend, I'd make an exception and not have you over. I mean, it seems like
wow.
Talking down to Dave McKinley. I didn't really appreciate that.
Yeah, Dave McKinley has been asking the tough questions, and they don't particularly like that. The president can handle that. The others aren't used to that. Yeah, it's the kind of thing where it's almost like a game show now. How can I get under the president's skin? Mm-hmm. What can I say that will be demeaning, that has no real answer? That everybody knows the answer, but I want to have him say it. It's not about gathering news. So I think he should eliminate the press conference and put out a written example of questions and answers that are applicable to that day. If there's been any changes, put them like that. That way they still get the information. There it is, black and white, in print, and he doesn't have to go through this dog and pony show with these clowns that they call reporters now.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Thanks. Good to talk to you again, Bill. Appreciate it. All right. What do you guys think of the idea of a written press briefing where, okay, the press is gathered, the press secretary comes out with a handout, hands each of the person, okay, these are the news points for today as far as the White House is concerned, and that's that. Talk themselves right out of an opportunity to talk to the president.
I would like it, because at this point, I'm thinking that the media has been just as dangerous as the virus itself and what they've done as far as scare tactics and things like that. So, yeah, I'd be all for written questions instead.
Yeah, when we come back, I'll ask Buzzy, and I'll ask you, too. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. It's a sort of bank commercial. Banking has changed now. It's almost all drive-through, and that works, except sometimes you have to go into the bank to get them to notarize something or visit a safe deposit box or something, and then you have to make an appointment. But I'm just thinking, for security purposes, you call up the bank and you say, I'd like to come to the bank and visit my life savings are in there. I want to see my money. What's your name? Joga Goots. Okay. So you show up at the time. You ring the bell. You say, this is Joga Goots. You're wearing a mask, and they let you into the bank. Does that seem very, very safe? First of all, you probably gave them a fake name, but you probably had to give them a name that matched up with their customer list. But does that seem like safe to you guys?
No, it doesn't. And I think about that every time I put in a mask on before I go into a store or I walk in and I'll see the person behind the counter with the handkerchief down. I'm like, this isn't right. This almost seems like a reverse robbery.
Yeah, it does. And nobody's concerned about it. Obviously, no bad things have happened. But that's what we're doing as we make do in virus land. Let's go to Fred, number two line. Fred in New Mexico, you're on WBEN.
Oh, I'm here again.
Are your banks like ours where they're just doing drive-through now, Fred?
Yeah, oh, well, I tell you the truth, we don't bank except over the Internet.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. So you're totally committed to the Internet.
In years and years. but I was going to say... As far as travel goes, you know, I like to come to Buffalo and spend 2 weeks in August. And I'm just wondering, by then will things get better? If not, I used to drive, but, you know, that's a long ways.
It is from New Mexico up here. Let's see. We're right now. This is May 12th. So you got a couple of weeks in May, and then June, July. At the beginning of August, you've got 9 weeks from now to then. Let's hope things get better in 9 weeks.
I hope so, because I fly, you know. And
do you worry about the seat, the middle seat, or the air in an airplane when you fly?
I'm not sure about the air. I think it's filtered quite well.
Okay.
But I'm not happy about the spacing of things. And I don't know why they get away with it, truthfully.
And then, you know, the airlines, think about it like this. They were doing very, very well until this, okay? Now they're doing very badly. But the bottom line is most businesses tend to try to please their customers. Do you know anybody that flies any amount of time that thinks that the seats are big enough or more comfortable enough until you have to pay, like, you know, quadruple the price to be in first class, which not many people can afford?
I know, and as the years have gone by, that spacing has decreased. One of the airlines, I think it's Delta, is advertising that they've got more room than the others. I don't know how much more, but
Well, it seems to me, if you look at look to see how the seats are anchored to the floor, most of the planes, it looks like they slide and then they're locked into place. It'd be very easy for them at least to allow a little bit more legroom. Because right now, if you want a little bit more legroom, unless you get a bulkhead seat or one near an exit, and if you want the one near an exit, you got to prove that in the event of a problem, you got to be able to assist passengers getting out of that exit. If you don't have great mobility or if you're older, they won't even let you sit there.
Yeah, I see you've got a lot bigger problem than I do, being as tall as you are.
Oh, that's very kind of you, saying tall. Yeah, tall and large. Yeah. 6'4", 300 pounds.
Oh, see?
That's a large guy.
A lot more space than I do.
So you we'll let you know, but I'm thinking that in nine weeks, maybe something, they're talking about maybe opening something up in this area by Friday. But certainly not everything.
Yeah. Well, if it gets really bad as far as flying goes, I might rethink my driving. I've got the time.
Here's one thing I want to ask you. You used to live in Buffalo. Now you're in New Mexico. You're coming back to Buffalo on vacation. What's the first restaurant you will go to when you come back to Buffalo?
Well, there's a little one in Lewiston that my brother lives close to, and we usually go there first. It's not the best, but it's nice. Nice small town.
I like those kind of restaurants. Small town feeling. They make you feel very wanted. It's almost like visiting relatives for dinner.
Oh, yeah. We know the owners because they come up and say hello and so on.
All right. Well, we hope we'll continue to talk to you and keep our fingers crossed that August is good for you to come back to Buffalo. That'd be very nice. All right, Fred, thank you. All right, let's take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. By the way, the Zoom cast with Dan Nevereth, the birthday boy, along with Joey Reynolds and myself. Joey set it up, asked me to join him, and we Zoomed Nevereth on his birthday. That is available now on the WBEN webpage. So if you want to see it, there it is. And we had fun. We had a lot of fun, and technologically, I think it went pretty well. Okay, let's go to line three, Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Stan, good to hear you. Listen, Sandy, very quickly, you know, the interviews that are done, no president has ever in American history been so transparent and open than this one here. And the deceit from the left, the absolute lawlessness that they've shown over the last 3 years, the conspiring, the stuff like Chuck Todd the other day, altering and not revealing what Mr. Barr said, and that's okay. Patty Murray starting off the this morning, half an hour ago, and testifying, calling Trump President Trump a liar, a degenerate. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If the Republicans in America doesn't stand up to these people, and again, there's no charges going forward in them trying to coup the president out, not a soft coup, a damn hard one, okay, then this country will never stand again. It won't.
Well, it certainly seems like it's I couldn't believe you could ever get a cabal that strong that for 4 years, every single day, they put out something negative about this president. And you're right. You're telling me Chuck Todd didn't know that audio was altered? Of course he knew it, but they used it anyway. That's the whole point. So they're willing to prostitute themselves, even alter actual audio and videotapes in order to try and bring the president down. It's pathetic.
look at this. A guy like Chris Wallace, who we used to have somewhat respect for. People like Brett Baer, are they calling him out? Are they saying anything? But that's just another press. No, it's not. Those people are basically should all work together in a sense of getting the real news out about America. I'm telling you what, if this man loses his election, that's it for that country. It's done. Because those people will become in charge again, and it'll be over, man.
I hear you loud and clear. They've got to do it, and it's got to be the right, fair way to hold an election. Not worried about the candidate. Are you telling me that a candidate who can't put two sentences together in those polls is ahead of this president? I don't buy it for a minute.
Look, and you know as well as I do, they're going to cheat. They're going to do anything they can. Anything they can, even with the help of some Republicans, because they just can't handle honesty. I mean, you had Joe Biden go, the only thing he's ever done is take Amtrak to D.C. And the Biden Five. What about the Biden Five? There's so many legalities there. What's happening? What's happening?
Absolutely. I'd like to see. Now after the Attorney General does what he does a couple of days ago, now some members in his department are calling for him to step down. I would say anybody that's uncomfortable with him, you step down. All right? This is the first positive thing we've seen coming out of there in a long time.
Fire them. Pull their credentials, but no.
Pull a Ronald Reagan. Let them go. Hey, thanks, Pete. I always like your passion, Pete. Very good. Yeah, it's the kind of thing where you just get tired of it. But the press doesn't. And you wonder why they don't call out each other, most of them don't, is because most of them know each other. Some of them are friends. Some, if you've ever seen the connection of people who are on the air on television, okay, I saw it a couple of days ago, and if they're married, who they're married to, they're all married to either political operatives or big money donors, or they've all got ties beyond being a reporter. So when they're standing up and asking some dumbass questions like they've been doing with all of the presidential press conferences, it's not just them asking the question. It's another political position that's asking them that question. So it's not right. Mr. Joseph Beamer, please. Do you have a Facebook?
Oh, Sandy, I have several. We will start. We're now asking the question you talked about, right? The press conferences, president, governor, county executive. Joseph says, all three acting like they are running for office. No info. The press at the president's level, there's no trust. The governor level, smile, the press is here. And the county level, you need to listen to me or else.
Yeah, that's true. I think at the presidential... I'm glad he's done what he's done. I'll tell you why. I don't think we could grasp and get our arms around how big a deal this is, how much effort is going in to curtail this by just reading a blurb in the paper. The passion through the human voice is there, and plus you have CEOs of large companies that turn their manufacturing around to produce things needed to fight the virus and all that, how wide a scope this is in our fighting the virus. I don't think we'd realize that without the president's press conference. Okay, got time for another call. Let's go to line one, Dennis in Lockport. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning, Dennis. Thanks for calling. What do you have today?
Hey, you guys left off two things that I love. You left off trains, planes, and automobiles, I guess.
I love trains, too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the trains and then the bus. They could do a little better job, but the bus lines could be an answer to people that want my age that want to just get on take a nice trip to Florida or wherever, New Mexico.
Yeah. The trains, first of all, I'd use the trains much more often. Once I said to Bernie, let's take a train vacation, and she started doing some homework. Trains are not easily accessible. Their timetable is very skimp, and they're very expensive. So it depends if you have enough time to take a train trip and if you want to pay the money. The train that we took in through Canada was fabulous. We've done it twice. It's so good. And train travel is very luxurious. It's quiet. It's nice. Regarding the bus, You're right. The bus, if they spiffed up a little bit, they could be a player in this, but right now, probably not.
Well, the trains, you also have a bar.
Yeah, and a dining room in some of them.
Dining room. Food's good, but it is expensive. But
even the first trip we took to Alaska, we landed somewhere quite a ways away from Whittier, which is where the ship was, and it was a train, first class. The beautiful Alaskan scenery, your dinner right there at a nice big table. I mean, stretch your legs out. You can walk up and down the aisle. It's big. You can even go between cars and get some fresh air if you want to. Yeah, shame on me for forgetting trains. You're right to remind me. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dennis. Very good. All right, when we come back, we'll want to talk to you, obviously. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Will you travel once the kind of ban is lifted? And Carnival, for instance, says that they're up 200% over reservations against last year. So it's nothing to do with virus, non-virus. So that's really good, 200% up. Some cruises are starting in mid-August for them. Airplanes, what about the seating? What about the air? Have you rebooked anything? And rate the president and the governor and the attorney general, Erie County
executive.
Yeah, he's not the...
Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, Mr. Sunshine. We call him Sunshine, Lollipops, and Roses. Anytime you're feeling a little down, just listen to Mr. Poland Cars. We'll take a break now on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also text it, 30930. And a reminder, the Zoom with Dan Everett, Joey Reynolds, and myself is now on the WBEN webpage, Bernie. On the webpage. Yes, check that out. We did it last night. Happy birthday to Dan Neverth. We'll be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.